All right, welcome back to this edition of Red, White, and Blues. Johnny Cox, I'm your host for today's program, and we're about two-thirds of the way through the program here. We're featuring an album today. The album is B.B. King's and Friends 80. It came out in 2005 to commemorate his 80th birthday. And every song on the album is a duet. He selected several artists he wanted to do a duet with on this album. And some of the guys are, I figured, you know, he would get like Eric Clapton, you know, and Bobby Blue Bland and stuff like that. But then, you know, he got like Daryl Hall and Sheryl Crow. And here's another one that kind of surprised me a little bit. He decided to do a duet with Glenn Frey from the Eagles. And I think it's a pretty cool song. Here we go. There's B.B. King with the late, great Mr. Glenn Frey from the Eagles. Interesting duet right there. Good song, regardless. I love the lyric in that song. Every time she walks, she's like a leaf shaking on a tree. Gotta love the lyrics to these blues albums. You just gotta love it. And we got some more coming up here. I said I was surprised by some of the duets he did, you know, people that weren't traditionally blues. And this one here really wasn't a big surprise. Mr. Van Morrison from Ireland. This is when first time I saw Van Morrison was a part of the duets on this album. Actually, it's the first song I listened to. Love Van Morrison's vocals. And I think him and B.B. King is a good match. Here you go. Early in the morning, B.B. King, Van Morrison.
Thank you.
Morrison, B.B. King, Early in the Morning. What a great duet that is right there. I love that song. And I wasn't surprised he chose Van Morrison for one of these duets. And I was really happy that he was on the album. First song I listened to when I got it, he's one of my favorite singers. He's not blues. He's not pop. He's not jazz. He's not rock. He's just Van Morrison. Can't really put him in a category. Well, we got one song left on here. And who is the other guy he picked for a good duet? How about Mr. Elton John? That's a good artist to choose. And they go way back, believe it or not, back in the mid-60s and early 70s. But here's Rock This House, Elton John and B.B. King. Rock This House, Elton John and B.B. King. What a good song. Good rocking song. Good song to finish up the album. Unfortunately, it's a good song to finish up the show. That's all we have for this week's program. But hey, come back next week. We have another one. Matter of fact, we're on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon and 11 p.m. So don't miss another episode. And if you have any requests, comments, get on WVFFradio.com. And drop us a line. Let us know what you think. Come by the studio even. You know, we have a nice office here. We have a nice big bed. We have a pool table. I call it a bed because, I always grade the pool table because, you know, people with flat spot itis, people put things on it. But a couple weeks ago, I noticed there's like a mattress and a pillow on it. I said, what's that? Like somebody in the doghouse or something? So I come in today to investigate. Not only do I see a mattress and a pillow, but it's well made. It's a sheet, a comforter, and I'm ready to just go lay down on it myself. I'm a little bit tired. But is it somebody in the doghouse? Or is it one of our late-night DJs just put on a whole CD and take a 40-minute nap with the alarm clock? I don't really know. But I'll hold my comment till next week. How about that? Next week, the pool table saga. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. This is Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.